Hello, I'm John Costello. And here at Whips Cross Hospital Radio this evening, I've got two members from a very prestigious organisation in the locality. They are Joe Towler and Caroline Welch from the Forest Philharmonic Orchestra. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Nice to be here.
Now then, I've been looking at the website, Joe, first of all, if I can come to you, and it's telling me that the orchestra has been in existence for almost 50 years here in the borough, and it's regarded as one of the country's leading community orchestras. So you're a very established organisation then.
We are. We started in 1964, and originally it was an evening class in Walthamstow College, and it was set up as a sort of a training ground for musicians in the area, and it's expanded from that and is now well established within London, and the reputation of the orchestra has grown since that time. And because we were set up as an evening class, we are quite special in that each string section has a professional leader. Many non-professional orchestras in London just may have a professional leader, but we have a leader of each of the string sections, and each one of those sectionals has a sectional that the string players provide. So as well as having sort of coaching from the conductor, they get the coaching from their string principals, and I think that brings something extra to the orchestra and gives the members confidence as well to have that leadership at the front. And that's really been the basis behind the orchestra since it started, and yes, we've just gone on from strength to strength. We've performed in the Barbican, in the South Bank Centre, and St John's Smith Square, and we've even performed for the Queen. So yes, we have quite a good reputation, I think.
And you've got a special concert coming up on the 1st of July, which I'll mention again later, which is at the Walthamstow Assembly Hall. Now, I know that doesn't sort of resonate quite the same way as the Royal Albert Hall and the Barbican Centre, for example, but I've heard from a friend of mine that the acoustics in the hall are pretty amazing.
That's true. They've told you correctly. Certainly during the 80s and 90s, it was one of the biggest recording studios in the country. Many orchestras, the Philharmonia, London Symphony Orchestra, London Philharmonic, they all recorded there because the acoustic is absolutely wonderful. You're away from all the traffic, which is quite unusual in London, and it has just a really good resonance to it, which means that the players enjoy playing there, and I think the audience get a good experience as well. So it's perfect venue, really.
And as well as the chairperson of the orchestra, you also play an instrument yourself.
I do. I'm a horn player in the orchestra. I'm the third horn player. Occasionally I move up to first, but third's my position. I've been in the orchestra about 8 or 9 years, and I've been chairman for about 4 now, so quite heavily involved in it.
And what was it like to meet Her Majesty?
Oh, it was a very special occasion. We were performed for one of her jubilee tours of the area. She stopped off for lunch in Walthamstow, and we performed on the stage while she was having lunch with the various dignitaries from the Borough of Waltham Forest. And afterwards, I was the nominated musician to go down and be thanked by her. She was meeting a lot of the chefs and the sous chefs on her way out, on a kind of a line out as she left the hall, and I sort of dropped onto the end, and she stopped and said, "Oh, you're one of the musicians that was playing on the platform." And I said, "Yes, ma'am," dutifully bowing my head, and she twinkled at me and she said, "Oh, well, we enjoyed the music very much. Thank you very much for playing for us. We really enjoyed it." Gave me a huge beaming smile, and off she toddled. And it was just I just thought it was really nice of her to stop and make the effort to thank the musicians for performing, and then she was followed by Prince Philip, who also had a twinkle in his eye, and I did wonder what on earth he was going to say. And I had the horn in my hand, and he looked out. I was holding it out with the bell kind of frontwards, and he looked down at the bell and he looked up at me and he just said, "Is that with you? Are you collecting?" I said, feel free.
He didn't put any money in there.
He didn't put any money in there. It was a bit of a disappointment, but then he twinkled on his way as well. So it was a very nice experience.
Now, I know that the orchestra is made up of professionals and experienced amateurs and tutors, and being, you know, having such a good standing and reputation in the area, you're regarded as a good unit for people to obtain experience.
Yes, that's true. There are many professional orchestras in this country who have got members in their ranks who have trained at Forest Philharmonic, because we've been around for nearly 50 years. So there are quite a few people. And we do welcome people from... there are people that play, locals that come and play in the orchestra, and we welcome musicians to come along and play, to come along and just join in a few rehearsals for us. We rehearse on Monday nights in a church in Walthamstow, and we welcome anybody to come along and join in and see if it's for them, if it's something they'd like to be part of. Come and join. Certainly we always welcome new string players, and yes, it's there for everybody, and it is a high standard, but I think it's a friendly orchestra as well. We don't sit on our high horse, and we like to have a good time as well.
And with that, and you being a community orchestra, let me bring in Caroline here. You're involved with an education project.
Yes, that's right. We're working in two Walthamstow schools at the moment, at Chapel End and at Thorpe Hall Primary School. I'm working with the Year 5 children on a project that's inspired by the concert that we're doing on the 1st of July, which is Beethoven's 9th Symphony,
yes.
Which finishes with a famous Ode to Joy, which all the children were quite familiar with. Everybody knew the tune when we went in there. And we've been looking to devise our own music in response to that. I mean, part of it is to introduce the children to this wonderful music that they may not have heard before and that they're going to have a chance to hear at the concert, because it's going to be on their doorstep on Sunday next week. But also so that they could get an experience of composing their own music and just seeing that it's within all of their potential to compose music themselves, and that most children have a great sense of creativity and a lot of fun in music making. So that's what we've been doing. They've been looking at the sorts of things that might be a barrier to having the kind of world that one would like to live in, because the words of the Ode to Joy are to do with that, are to do with moving away from sounds of strife and struggle and striving for a world of harmony and togetherness and brotherhood and pulling together for something that's better for everyone. So they've written some music for that, and I'm in the process of shaping it up into something that we can do all together. At the beginning of the concert will be a sort of pre-concert event on the 1st of July, and we're also next week opening it up to parents of the children who've been involved in composing the music, and people who sing in local choirs to come and learn it and sing it with them on that day as well.
And that sounds very, very worthwhile. And I almost forgot to ask what you actually play.
I play the flute.
I've also been made aware that your conductor, Mark Shanahan, has a special anniversary this particular year.
He does. Mark started as artistic director of Forest Philharmonic in the 1991-92 season. And about a year ago, when we realised it was his 20th anniversary season, kind of crept up on him. I don't think he'd realised he'd been with the orchestra quite that long. And we asked him what piece he would like to perform. And he said that he's certainly been around. He performs a lot in Europe. I mean, he's a very well-established conductor. But he had never performed Beethoven Symphony No. 9. So having offered him his choice of piece, and that was the one he opted for, we thought that's what we should do, because Forrest hasn't played it either. So it's a learning process for both of us. And I think we're having a good time rehearsing it. I think it's going to be a good concert.
And what about the London German Choir that apparently are part of the evening, if I've got that correct?
Yes, so the Deutsche Chor London, their musical director, Barbara Hörfling, was a soloist with the orchestra last year when we performed Mahler's Resurrection Symphony this time last year. And she liked performing with the orchestra. And so when we needed a choir for this concert, she said, please come and use mine. So that's how they got involved. And we're hoping that because they're a German choir, that their pronunciation might be quite good of the words.
Well, we would expect so, yes.
So, yes.
Now that I've mentioned that website quite a lot, let me remind everybody what exactly it is.
It's forestphilharmonic.org.uk, and you can also buy tickets online as well as on the door.
OK, Joe and Caroline, thanks very much indeed for coming in this evening.